kindergarten, has everybody got their gumboots on
except me? Yes. I've got mine.
Oh, where are they?
These 5 and 6-year-old students from Sapphire Coast Anglican College are getting ready to head outdoors for a very special lesson. They're learning how to handle animals. And we're not talking dogs or chickens here. The kids are being taught how to lead and care for dairy calves. Hello, I'm Josh Becker in the Bega Valley in southern New South Wales. The school has a major focus on teaching agricultural subjects and is keen to get students involved from a very young age. What's your name and how old are you?
Matthew Alexander Kate.
And how old are you?
6.
Tell us about these calves that we're about to go and see. What can you tell me about them?
They're Ayrshires, and they actually be pretty strong.
Are they from your farm?
Yes.
For someone that's never seen cows being led before, can you describe what it looks like?
It has 4 legs. Actually, has 4 legs.
And what does leading the cow involve? Do you just walk them around in circles, or is there more to it?
You hold them with your hand on top and your hand very close to the calf's head.
And why is that important?
So the calf cannot, like, look away, like, try and hit you and stuff with its head.
Now, we haven't had a team with Lilac. Who would like to go with
me?
Lilac? All right, Matthew, can you come and do Lilac? Because she's really your calf.
My name's Anne Louise Clark. I teach kindergarten here at the moment, and I'm the coordinator of the STEAM program that we're running through primary school, which is science, technology, engineering, art and maths. Okay, so today we actually got the calves back in. We've had the calves here for 2 full weeks in preparation for the Bega Spring Calf Show. And so our kindergarten class, we're actually going through a 2-week program of cattle handling and showing and show preparation. So they had to learn how to handle the cattle first. And these were calves that hadn't been weaned yet, so they're still on milk. So they had to learn how to feed them, how to bucket feed them milk, which was great for our maths because we were counting by twos as we poured in 2 litre lots of milk. We had to feed the milk, pellets and hay. They had to keep their area clean, so it allowed us to talk about safe practices with animals and how to keep them healthy. And then every second day we had to wash them and brush them and prepare them for showing. And they had to learn showing techniques, how to hold, how to stand, how to walk, all of the things that you do with show cattle. So I think we're probably the only 5-year-old and 6-year-old program for show preparation, if not across the world, at least in Australia.
That's the thing. I think kids working with calves is not unusual, but the fact that they're in kindergarten is pretty unusual, isn't it?
It's fairly unique, if you can have degrees of uniqueness. It's part of the program that we run throughout the year, particularly with pre-kinder and kindergarten. With our 3 to 6-year-olds, we do a lot of outdoor education. And so the children learn to handle small animals and treat them with respect. And we go right up to larger animals and do the same thing with them.
What are the challenges working with really young kids and cattle?
They always say don't work with children and animals. Do you know, it's actually easier sometimes than working with adults. They don't come with preconceptions. And they'll treat them the way you say to. So if we start them off really young, you're setting into stone, you're setting ground really good practices. And it's been absolutely brilliant. We had some very nervous children who've never really handled anything larger than a small dog. One of those in particular has been extraordinary and has really done a very good job of learning to lead calves. Challenges are it's a learning process for everybody. It's a learning process for parents. We only have, out of our kindergarten class, we only have 3 on farms. So it's a new experience for the whole family. Resilience is huge. We had such nervous children initially who now I can hand them a halter attached to a calf and they'll stand there. They know how to stand. They know how to treat it properly. They know how to control it. They're really respectful. They're respectful of people who work with animals and with the animals themselves, and that's been a really good change. They're extraordinarily helpful with each other, so we don't have arguments. And that's been another thing that this whole program has really developed within our kids. Cooperative learning and cooperative working has been extraordinary.
So, has the training paid off? The Bega Spring Calf Show has been and gone, and I'm keen to find out the results. Their teacher, Anne-Louise Clark, couldn't be prouder.
We had 8 children showing. We got lots of ribbons for participation, but this is their first time, and I was able to tell the children, look, you know, it's a learning process, and it's something that you stick to. You don't start at the top straight away. It's something you work towards, and that's another thing that plays into the resilience factor of the program, is that it just creates kids who know that you have to start at the bottom and work your way up, and that it takes hard work. It doesn't just happen. So we weren't really there for ribbons. It was great that we all got a participation ribbon. We were there for the learning that could come out of it and for the experience for the kids and for the families. Yeah.